Yahweh. Shazam Shema. Baruch Hashem Yahweh. That is our my soul. What is our motto? We're all for one. We want for our brothers and sisters. What about Sue? Praise Yahweh. How do we love Yahweh? We love our brothers and sisters. Praise Yahweh. What is the duty of a Hebrew man? What is the duty of a Hebrew woman? And what if he returns from the law? Praise Yahweh. What time is it? What makes up a nation? What makes up families? And if either turns from the law, and if either are weak, praise Yahweh. Praise Yahweh. Psalms 100. Is Yahweh Almighty? What color are all the prophets? What color is his son? What color is the nation of Israel? How many tribes of Israel? What's the name of the fourth tribe? What did Yahweh choose Judah to do? What did Yahweh choose Judah to do? How long? How long is forever? Praise Yahweh. What did Yahweh choose black Judah to do? How long? Who is Judah? Who is Judah? What did Yahweh choose you to do? How long? What did Yahweh choose you to do? How long? Yahweh chose who? Yahweh chose who? Yahweh chose who? If you don't know that, Psalms 47.
Hallelujah,
Yahweh.
Hallelujah, Yahweh.
Kazak Zayma. Baruch Hashem Yahweh.
Baruch Hashem Yahweh.
Psalms 100.
Mama don't go, I'm not worried, I'm going. If my father doesn't go, I'm not worried, I'm going. If my husband doesn't go, I'm not worried, I'm going. If my wife doesn't go, I'm not worried, I'm going. If my son doesn't go, I'm not worried, I'm going. If my daughter didn't go, I'm not worried, I'm going. If my friends don't go, I'm not worried, I'm going. Come on and go with me to my father's house, to my father's house. Come and go with me to my father's house, to my father's house, to my father's house. In my father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would surely tell you, come and go with me. There's plenty room for you. Plenty room. Hallelujah, Yahweh. Soul is happy right now. Thank Yahweh for your redemption. I've been redeemed. I've been redeemed.
Praise Yahweh. Let's look at Ezekiel 37:9 again. I know some of you say, my, you are preaching today. Sound like you're preaching today. Sound like you're preaching today. Well, look at Ezekiel 37:9 and look at the T. Look at your reference. What did it tell me to do today? So I'm preaching to you today. Hallelujah, Yahweh. You can't say nothing to me. I'm in the Word. If you hear me preaching to you, I'm doing what the book says. Preaching good tidings. I'm preaching the good news. I don't preach like the preacher preach. I got a message for you. The Word. Hallelujah, Yahweh. Ezekiel 37:11. Read.
Then he said unto me, Son of man, these bones are the whole house of Israel. Behold, they say, our bones are dry, and our hope is lost. We are cut off for our fathers.
See what Yahweh is saying here? Now we see clearly who these bones are. These bones are the whole house of Israel. They're not a skeleton laying out on the physical ground. But these dry bones are metaphorically spoken of, representing the whole house of Israel, who are saying, our bones, even now they say, our bones are dry. Meaning, we are disconnected from each other.
We need to come together. My people say all over America, we need to unite together. We need to come together. They all say what we need. But I'm the only one bringing us together. My people who are the dry bones are able to say our bones are dry. We are very dry to one another. We're not connected together. We don't help each other. We don't pull together. Cubans came here, and in 20 short years, they have bought Miami, run Miami. They are the mayor of Miami, the commissioners of Miami. And my people are screaming, our bones are very dry. If we would just vote together, we would be the mayors. Instead of one commissioner, we'd be the commissioners. But my people have to say across America, our bones are dry. Then they say, our hope is lost. There's no hope for us. Right, there is no hope for you in Christianity. All who went to church this morning in America, there's no hope for them. There's hope for you because, see, you didn't go to church this morning. You are here listening to the word of Yahweh, the truth. You are here hearing the word of truth. So you are blessed. But those who went to church this morning, their hope is lost. Those who didn't come here and didn't go to church this morning, they're out there saying, our hope is lost. Why? We're cut off for our parts. What are our parts? The knowledge of our God Yahweh is a part of us. The knowledge that the Son of Yahweh is a gift to us. And that this Son that is born and given as a gift to us is the mighty God over us and our King. That's one of our parts. The fact that our history is Hebrew is another part that we cut off of. That our culture is Hebrew. We cut off of that part. Instead of dressing in our culture, dressing like our God himself dresses, who made the sun, moon, and stars, instead of dressing like our God, we dress like the old heathen. We put on our enemy's clothes to show the world we belong to our enemy. We want to look like our enemy. We are black and want to look white. We want hair like our enemy has. Pay hundreds of dollars to try to get our hair to look like the enemy. Why? We've been cut off from the knowledge that the creator of the universe has pure woolly hair. He doesn't have animal hair. He does not have straight, stringy cat hair. God, Yahweh's hair is wool. And he gave you hair after himself because you are his sons and daughters. And when you try to change the texture of your wool to make it straight, you are saying, I'm cut off from the knowledge that I am the son of the mighty God, Yahweh, who has woolly hair, and my wool tells the world I'm his son. My wool tells the world that I have hair like my father has. My wool tells the world I'm the heir of the man that owns the earth and the fullness thereof. The wool on my head tells the world that I am the heir of the promises of the Bible. The wool on my head tells the world that I am chosen to be the ruler of the earth forever. And if I know that, I will not change that.
Praise God. They put a lie out in our community called beauty parlors. You don't go to the parlor and get beautiful. You go to the parlor to try to look white. You just as ugly as you've always been. You can't change from being ugly.
I don't care how long you sat in that parlor. No, we think white is beautiful. Why? Because white rules over you with an iron hand. Everything you look at is white. You turn on television, white. Go to a movie, white. One taking your money, white. When you go to jail, white. When that light go on, your heart start beating real fast. Because you know what's in that thing. You know what's in there, white. Oh my God, I'm gonna, wait, you know. So you want to associate with white. Why? Because you've been cut off from the knowledge of your past. The past of your history. You didn't know your language was Hebrew. You didn't know your last name is Israel. Every one of us, we're the same family. We have the same father. So when you have the same father, what's your name? You got the same name. When you have children with everybody in the house got a different name, what did the mother do? You know, don't you? She has really been busy, has she? And the children grow up and say, Mama, why do we look so different? Say, it's amazing. Say, you know, two of them look alike, two of us look alike, but five of us don't even begin to resemble one another. We got 15 kids and don't nothing, only two of them look alike. What's wrong, Mama? Mama knows she only stayed at that place twice. No two that look alike. She was on the move with the rest of them. Couldn't pay the rent, you know. steady on the move. So as a people, by us having different kind of names, that says that we don't know who our father is. You go ask Mama, who's my father, Mama? She said, boy, get out of my face. I don't know. Where's my daddy, Mama? Are you crazy, boy? I don't know where your daddy is. I only saw him one night. I don't know who he is myself. I don't even know when I got pregnant that night. See, I was drinking a little heavy, you know. I really don't remember. Can you see what our people are in for? We have all these names, Smith, Johnson, Culpepper, Peckerwood, Underwood, Blowtorch, Roundtree, Overhead, Mr. and Mrs. Roundface, Mr. Tube Lip, Mr. Stonehead, yeah, Stonehagen, yeah. Hagen Bottom. These are not our names. We've been cut off from the knowledge of our name. We have one common name, which is Israel. But we've been cut off of that. Book said we are cut off from our past. We've been cut off from the knowledge that we have a land. And that our land is the richest land on earth. There's no land as rich as the land we have. But we didn't know that. Because we have been cut off from the knowledge of our land, we have tried to join ourselves on to become a citizen in America. And we have failed at making ourselves a citizen of America. We have tried to make ourselves be a citizen. We have marched, demonstrated, and died trying to make ourselves be citizens. And to this day, you are not accepted. To this day, we are not accepted. Praise Yahweh.
Psalms 141:7. Read.
Our bones are scattered at the grave's mouth, as when one cutteth and cleaveth wood upon the earth.
Praise Yahweh. We've been cut up, cut off, cut from each other, and our bones are scattered. We, the house of Israel, have been scattered. When you scattered your bones, that means we have been dismembered. We constitute a body of people 50 million strong in America. And out of our 50 million people in America, we are unable to come together in unity. We're unable to work together. Our mentality is scattered from one another. Our minds are scattered against one another. When you come into the knowledge of your truth, of the truth, your family just automatically, most of them start separating themselves from you. They scatter from you right in the same house. You don't hate them, but they act crazy toward you. They force you to make a choice between Yahweh and them. They'll separate from you and then say, if you want our love, give up Yahweh. And we'll continue to give you our pretended love. Your wife say, well, you go on down there. I don't feel like going there. You want to hear that stuff? Go on down there. It's all right. Help yourself. You go on. I'm not going. I don't want to. You start feeling the pressure of you've got to choose. Somehow she's trying to make you choose. Huh? Between her and Yahweh. You're excited about Yahweh. She's showing you, I'm not excited. Your relatives show you they're not excited about you being in Yahweh's knowledge. They want to change you back from your salvation. You have seen the light. They haven't seen it. You know you've seen it. You'll never in your life be able to pretend you haven't seen this truth I'm bringing to you now. You'll have to say, I have to make a choice. Man, I didn't know Judgment Day was really here. Yahweh is really the name of the God of Israel. The dictionaries, encyclopedias, and Bible dictionaries all attest to that fact. Now that I've found the name of my God and my God, now all these people I know are trying to make me choose between their false love, false friendship. They will even offer to buy you. See, now if you give up this foolishness, you can inherit this. Oh, see, don't tell me. I know. Do you want this land? You want this business? See, if you, long, you got to believe in Yahweh, then you can't work in our business. See, I have to fire you. You have to leave. See, we can't have this on the premises. This, see, we make our living like this. And you be talking that stuff and drive our customers away, see? See, you have to be smart in the business world, son. You can't be driving customers away. You know what I mean? See, they want to make you choose between your livelihood and Yahweh. They want to make you choose between what you think is your livelihood and Yahweh. They're saying to you, if you believe in your God, Yahweh, let Yahweh take care of you. Well, come on and I'll show you Yahweh can take care of you. Oh, yeah. He's taking care of me and he's taking care of you. He's taking care of us. He'll do the same for you. What Yahweh is doing for me, he'll do the same for you. What Yahweh is doing for me, he'll do the same for you. See, they know you've been taught materialism all your life. So they come at you with materialism. Huh? They come and try to cut you off through materialism.
But Yahweh says here in verse 11, son of man, that's me. These bone-headed black folk you're looking at are my people. They're not blacks, Negroes, and colors. They are my people. They are not niggers. They are the whole house of Israel. Their problem is they're saying their bones are dried, their hope is lost, and they're cut off. Let them know that your hope is not lost. Yahweh is your hope. Yahweh is the substance of the things you're hoping for. Yahweh has the substance that you're hoping for and the evidence that your blind eyes can't see, but we are your evidence of the things that you can't see. How we do it? We're the evidence of faith. We are faith. We are the substance of all that you hope for and the evidence of that which you can't see how we do it. She says, faith without work, the dead counts for nothing and is less than nothing. We are faith. Working. We, the Hebrew Israelites, are faith. I am faith. Working. So I count for something. Isaiah 49:14. Read.
But Zion said.
Who is Zion? Judah, Israel, we, the so-called black people in America. Here's what we're saying. Read.
The Lord Yahweh hath forsaken me, and my Lord hath forgotten me.
And my Lord Yahweh has forgotten me. That's what my people say. Well, I have news for you. Read the next verse. Read.
Can a woman forget her sucking child?
No.
That she should not have compassion on the son of her womb? Yea, they may forget, yet will I not forget thee.
Praise Yahweh. I have not forgotten you. Praise Yahweh.
Verse 12, Ezekiel 37:12. Therefore prophesy and say unto them, thus saith the Lord Yahweh, behold, O my people, you're looking at me.
Yes,
will open your mental graves and cause you, make you, to come up out of your mental and spiritual graves and bring you into the land of Israel. See, the only way I can bring you into the land of Israel is you're not in it.
The land of Israel is one place and you in another. You are out of the land of Israel. See the picture? So this people is like dry bones. Their hope is lost. They're cut off for their parts. They're like a people in their graves. And they're not in their land. It's the whole house of Israel, but Israel is out of place. The whole house of Israel is not in Israel.
We'll turn to Revelation 3:9 and see who is in Israel then. Read.
Behold, I will make them of the synagogue of Satan, which say they are Jews and are not, but do lie. Behold, I will make them to come and worship before thy feet and to know that I have loved thee.
Praise Yahweh. So the old Jew that's over in our land Israel is a false, lying imposter, nothing but Satan. And Yahweh is going to make the Jew come and worship at your feet. Let me turn to Yahweh. And make them and all these other nations who were Merry Christmas over you, and Merry Christmas over you, Christmaning over you, huh? Bow down and worship at your feet and know that Yahweh loves us. Now, but Yahweh said when the people see us standing up, they get scared of us. But they must be getting more afraid each day because more and more of us are coming home
And see, when you start putting on that white, long as you got, you just like what we call a nigger, then they not worried. Look like one, sound like one, dress like one, they not worried. When they see you dress like we dress, it's upsetting. That means they lost another one. Oh no, by God, man, where they come from? I mean, that was old John over there, you know. Old John was a good boy. Who would have ever thought that old John would have ever figured out that he was a Hebrew, man? We better go ask old John, does he know what he's doing? What is he doing, you know? Hey there, John. Walk up to you. Who are you? He really won't know you in culture. I'm a Hebrew Israelite.
Oh.
Follower of Yahweh.
Oh.
Well, how long have you been here? A little over 400 years.
Oh.
Well, how long are you going to be here? Not long.
Whew.
That's the only thing good that you said to him that's good, that you leaving. Yahweh is God. How many enjoy the teachings thus far today? How many souls are rejoiced over what you heard today?
Ezekiel chapter 37, allegory, Valley of the Dry Bones. This is a very educational chapter. I've already gone through verse 14. I'm going to recapitulate back to 10.
I am the Son of Man to whom Yahweh prophesied, to prophesy to you, my people in America, who represent the dry bones. And if you don't understand that America is the valley of the dry bones, when you do understand that, you'll understand Psalms chapter 23, which says that, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death. See, here's that valley again. I will fear no evil. It's the same valley, America. Because America is an evil place. The valley of America is evil. And though I walk through this valley, which is truly a shadow of death for black folk, police may stop you at any time. I received a call from two of my elders in Kansas City and St. Louis, and they said that in that area of the country, a white man will drive up to day workers on the corner, fill up his pickup truck, and ask how many want to work today. And my people, brothers, get on the truck, and they're never heard from again. Now, I've been warning you 5 years, this day would come. I told you this day was coming. And by having elders out in over 100 cities, I am able to hear what is really going on in those cities, which they don't put in the papers. Now, this was not one truckload, several. Now, my people in that area are running scared. There are no police investigations. Mothers, sons, wives, husbands, sisters, brothers, children's fathers, who trusted white people, and not one that has ever gotten on those trucks have come back. Can you wonder what happened to them? Have an idea? The race war that the Ku Klux Klan and other groups, white supremacist groups in America, have already declared war on you, my people. And as I speak to you here at National Headquarters, I'm speaking also to 100 cities across the country. They are after you now. The war is already on. The Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego fiery furnace is now heating up. We are the Hebrew brothers, the Hebrew men, women. But only us in white who worship Yahweh are not going to be touched. There'll be no smell of the flame on us. We will be delivered from the flame because there's one inside that looks like the Son of Man. that's taking the heat out the flame. That's me. Praise Yahweh. See, if you go back and study the book of Daniel, chapter 1, you will discover that when we were brought into slavery, the first thing the king Nebuchadnezzar did was change our names. He gave us over to the Enoch to change our names, our Hebrew name. And they gave us names after themselves. When we were brought to America, that's the first thing they did, is took our Hebrew names and gave us slave names like Johnson Smith, Culpeper, Roundtree, Overwood, Underwood, Bluebird, Greenbird, Stone, Higginbottom, and so forth. Slave masters' names. But there was one, the Son of Man, entered into the scene. The enemy didn't throw the Son of Man in the flame, he threw the Hebrew boys in. And no one ever taught us that Hebrew name, they taught us the name that was changed. You know, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. That was the changed name. You see? So in order to know the truth, you have to be taken back to the reality of what was going on. So that to bring that out helps us to understand when we're reading an allegory such as the Valley of the Dry Bones. I am the Son of Man spoken of here. So now to understand this, you need a Bible. If you didn't bring a pad and paper, then you're just going to leave here with an impression. Hard as I teach and hot as I teach, your impression is subject to be extremely disturbing when you leave here. I'm guaranteed to disturb your mentality and your spirituality as well as your intellectuality. Guaranteed. You'll never be the same, though you won't accept what truth you hear. All you're going to hear is right from the book. And if you don't get excited about the word, what are you going to get excited about? What I demonstrated a few moments ago was that all of our lives, we went to church, all of us in here, were in some different denomination, everybody. Some in here were Muslims and everything else. Everything that was in the country is in here. And those of us in here, we from all over the country in here. In Tampa, Florida on Saturday, Elder Hema called, let me listen on the phone. They were praising Yahweh from Ocala, Orlando, Tampa, St. Pete, Palmetto. And he said there were hundreds of people standing outside our temple trying to get in, hundreds. And they were just standing watching because they couldn't get in. But that city is falling to Yahweh. And that's what's going on all across the country. All the way to Oakland, Los Angeles, all across the country, north and south, east and west. People are waking up, coming home. The dry bones coming together, bone to bone, as I prophesy to the bones. Now, in our kindergarten way of thinking, we would think of a skeleton, a dead man, like in a cemetery. But this is an allegory letting us know, how could you speak to some bones and they hear? How do bones have ears? Praise Yahweh. The black people of America are the dry bones. So in verse 10, I prophesied as Yahweh commanded me, and the breath came into them, and they lived, and stood up on their feet, an exceeding great army. That's what I'm bringing about. That's my work taking place here in the hells of North America. I'm the only one that can bring this exceedingly great army into existence from dry bones. It matters not who fights against me. Yahweh said he will fight against you who fight against me. He will consume you who contend with me. Praise Yahweh. Absolutely. An exceedingly great army. Revelation 11:11. This is a book you don't get taught out of in the church. Revelation, they're scared of this book. They can't explain all these beasts in here. Revelation 11:11 read.
And after 3 days and a half, the spirit of life from Yahweh entered into them, and they stood upon their feet, and great fear fell upon them which saw them.
Now that's talking about you and me. This 3.5 days represents another allegory of over 300 years, which is the 400 years spoken of in Genesis 15:13, that our people, the seed of Abraham, would be in slavery and bondage to the white man of America, and we would serve them, and they would afflict us with evil for 400 years. So the 3.5 days represents the 400 years that we would be here, over 300 years. And it says, after this, the spirit of life from Yahweh entered into them. See, over here in Revelation 37:10, it says, I prophesied to them and breathed the breath of life into them, and they stood up an exceedingly great army. This is a reference to that. Revelation 11:11. Then I took you this past class back to verse 8. And it said, our dead bodies would be in the street of the great city. The great city is America. America has been the greatest country on earth, the number one leader. Which spiritually, see, Revelations tell you here, which spiritually is called Sodom and Egypt. See, Sodom and Egypt are spoken of spiritually here. The great city is also spiritually Sodom and Egypt. Therefore, and when you see this part of Revelation being fulfilled is when you could look back spiritually at the conditions that was taking place in Sodom. Homosexuality, when the punks and the sissies in the days of Lot tried to grab off the two angels which came to Lot's house so they could have punk sex with them. And the angel struck him with blindness and told Lot to take his family out of the city because they were going to destroy it for their evil, wicked sodomites.